Zoya shows us what the exploding shell did to her home. Her house is a few kilometers from where Russian forces are trying to advance, but are being held back by the Ukrainian army. It happened so quickly. I was in the house. I heard a whistling sound, she says. Don't worry, this is outgoing, she continues. I came out of the house and I saw my son was crawling towards me. He shouted, "Mum, are you alive?" My ears were ringing and there was debris everywhere. When they shoot, it's not that scary. It's the incoming we are afraid of, she says. Another shell blasts out across the fields.
The Ukrainians are saying that they're pushing Russian forces back from positions close to here. We have no way of confirming that, but we've, in the last few minutes or so, heard shells leaving this area. The lady in this house says that she's lived here 10 years, and we asked her why she doesn't move, because pretty much everybody from this area has already gone, and she says she basically has nowhere else to go.
At a hospital a few kilometres away, we met these elderly women. They were injured when Russian forces shelled the towns and villages they lived in. Valentina is from the town of Severodonetsk. She is terrified about her son, who she says was too afraid to try and escape.
My son managed to get to the basement, but I was too late. There are people who cannot leave. They are old and many disabled. They are desperate to get out. But where can they go?
Staff told us not to name the hospital because they're afraid of it getting hit. This doctor insisted we hide his identity, but told me many of the staff had fled. The hospital needed surgeons and trauma specialists, he said. Medics load the injured and infirm into the once daily evacuation train. After a Russian shell hit a platform crammed with evacuees in the city of Kramatorsk, killing more than 50 people on April the 8th, this is now the most eastern train service taking people who can or want to leave to safer areas. Anna is fleeing the fighting around Donetsk with her 10-year-old son, Krilly.
We are saving ourselves so that Russians can't do to us what they did in Bucha. We left everything behind, even our dog and cat. We have no choice.
We find Alexander and his wife, Evgenia, in another compartment.
We have come from Kramatorsk, because if Russia enters the city, we could never live under their fascist rule.
Alexander says the elderly woman sharing their compartment seems to be suffering from dementia. She's unable to speak and is travelling to safety alone. Back near the front line, Zoya will sleep in her cellar tonight as an invading army continues to wreck hers and millions of other people's lives. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Eastern Ukraine.